الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah Praise be to Allah the Lord of all the world We praise Him We seek His help We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray, and whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. I'm about. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, in the khutbah today, I would like to remind myself and you of what I would like to identify as the greatest fitra that faces the human being and the greatest rahmah that he has received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest fitra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the test that Allah has given the human being is the dhamm. The new sins. The fact that we commit sins. No one here would like to commit sins, would you? You would like to live your life totally free of sin, wouldn't you? Is this possible? No. Not possible. And it's not possible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want it to be that way. Say what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to commit sins? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that capacity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith related by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said, we said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, when we see you, our hearts soften. We become like the dwellers of the hereafter. But when we leave you, the world seems pleasant and desirable to us, and we get closer to women and children. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, if you could stay in the same situation as you were with me, angels would greet you and come to your houses to visit. If you were not to commit sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would create a people who would commit sin in order to forgive them. And this is from Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmed. So we see from this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this capacity, and that this capacity of committing sins is directly connected with at least three sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those three are Al-Ghafar, the forgiver, Al-Ghafur, the one who forgives again and again, and Al-Afu, the one who pardons. If there's no sins among the people, what is Allah forgiving? What is He overlooking? What is He pardoning? So you see the connection between this hadith, the fact that you commit sins, and so forth. You do these things because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the human being, his nature, his makeup, in in one of the ayahs dealing with accepting the amana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظُلُومًا جَهُولًا. That verily the human being is indeed unjust and foolish before he even got the amana. And this is why it's difficult for them to handle this amana of trust, this amana of choosing to be able to do right or do wrong, because he has this weakness built into him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, that I have created man weak. Again, not by our own devices, but by the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made us weak in areas. Other ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Surah Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam said, إِنَّ الْمَسْءَ الْمَارَ بِسُوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِيمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And this is the key. This is the key. In translation, Prophet Yusuf said, verily the human nafs is certainly prone towards evil, unless my Lord bestow his mercy, but surely my Lord is all forgiving, most merciful. This is the other part. This is the biggest rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being, is his forgiveness. The fact that he forgives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a surah, in an ayah in the Quran, أَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O my slaves who have transgressed against their own souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for he is all forgiving, most merciful. So Allah is telling us here that he forgives all of the sins. And this is, he loves to do this. This is why he gave you this capacity. He's not encouraging you to commit sins. No, Allah says, fight against this. But he knows you're not going to win all the time. And he doesn't expect you to win all the time. He wants you to fight. He wants you to fight against those instincts, because now you are choosing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his way against another way that he gave you could go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you make a mistake, if you make tawbah to him, if you turn to him for forgiveness, he will forgive you all of your sins, shirk included. Brother Dennis, Allah says you never forgive shirk. Well, this is true. If you die in shirk, no forgiveness. But if you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shirk, many of us who accepted Islam in this country, we were in shirk. And when we accepted Islam, we made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our ignorance. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was in shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him, made him one of the top sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's understand what Allah says he will not forgive shirk, what he means by this. If you die in a condition of shirk, no forgiveness for you for that. But if you make tawbah before you die, Allah will forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this promise to you so that you can have hope, so that you can learn Islam. This is what Islam is about. Choosing Allah over the other methodology he gave you. He gave you a methodology for good, and he gave the reward for good is what? Good. Jannah. And he gave you a methodology to deal with when you make a mistake. This is a bigger reward than Jannah. Because the mistakes you make can keep you out of Jannah if you have to carry them with you once you make them, if there's no relief from them. How can you qualify for the Jannah? So Allah gave you this rahmah, this mercy, to turn to Him, but you have to do it. And in order to do it, you have to know when you did something wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He has made a criterion in the hearts of the believers. They know when they did something wrong. Even the unbelievers know when they did something wrong, but the believer makes tawbah. And he remembers Allah. And that cleans his heart from that sin or that wrongdoing. The unbeliever, he doesn't believe in Allah. He doesn't remember Allah. He makes a mistake, he keeps on going. Black. His heart gets blacker and blacker and blacker and blacker. By black, I don't mean in color. I mean black in terms of it can't reflect light. Black hole black. No light. Until he starts to remember Allah, and then that's the polish. That cleans the heart of these mistakes that you make. But the believer has an advantage in that he has that knowledge prior to making the mistake. He knows, if I made a mistake, if I recognize that mistake, I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. Allah has promised that He will forgive me and wipe it out. And I go and do good deeds and it's like I never did a bad deed. Good deeds wipe out bad deeds. This is part of the rahmah of Allah's forgiveness. And this is all for you. All for you. Allah doesn't need your tawbah. Allah doesn't need anything from you. But Allah gives you because Allah is generous. Allah is ghaniyo. He has no need, but He's also the generous one. Kareem, He gives. And He gave this to His creatures out of His mercy. How many of us are grateful to Allah that He gave us this? And the best way to show your gratitude to Allah for what He gave you is to use it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to use it. So when you make a mistake, when you backbite somebody, when you think a bad thought about somebody, when you take something that's not yours, any of the things we know that are wrong, don't stand on your ego. Don't let your ego get involved. I'm not wrong, he's wrong. You know, let him apologize. Let her apologize. One lady told me, some lady, this, I'll never forgive her. This is not Islam. This is foolishness. This will take you to the hell. You and your pride, your arrogance. Did you see what it did for Iblis? Use the tool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Use the tawbah to turn to Allah and make it short. Practice. Practice makes the time short. Some of us have committed a sin last year and we just realized this year it's a sin. Well, alhamdulillah, Allah didn't kill you between those two times. But there's no saying that He won't the next time. So learn. Learn to do that. Do what Prophet Yunus did when he was in the fish, when he left thinking that Allah had no control over him. And he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once he was in the difficulty. There he is in the belly of a fish, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, being digested by the stomach acids of this fish, and Allah and His rahmah gave him the ability to make tawbah, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Inni la ilaha illa ant subhanak, inni kuntum mina dhalim. Sadaqallahu alayhi. He said in translation, there is no God but you. Verily, there is no God but you. Glory to you. Indeed, I have been among the wrongdoers. And what happened? Allah caused the fish to vomit him up, put him right back where he left from, caused a vine to grow over him and heal him of his wounds, and he went back to the people and they all accepted the deen. This is the only time this ever happened, was for him. You see the mercy of Allah? When you use the tools that Allah gave you, to save yourself from the hellfire, to qualify yourself for the Jannah. So how many times have we done wrong and were too proud or too arrogant or too absent-minded or too heedless to say, I did something wrong, oh Allah, please forgive me. This is not weakness. This is smart. This is intelligence. This is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you this ability. So inshallah, may Allah help us to remember this important factor and this important gift that He gave us. May Allah help us to live the right way and use all of the things He has put at our disposal to save ourselves from the hellfire. أقول تعالى هذا واستغفر الله لكم قولوا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة نعما وطلاب وعربا يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله This tawbah, this ability to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only for those people who are righteous and those people who are seeking righteousness. It doesn't come automatically. It's not a free gift to the unbeliever. He has to first change what is in his heart. He has to first change from his, recognize the errors of his way and recognize that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who forgives, and he has to do it before the penalty comes. Because we know that the Fir'aun, he was a believer, at least twice in his life, right? When he let the people of Israel go, Allah put plagues on him, and after a while he got the memo, and he said to Prophet Musa, Ya Musa, please, ask your Lord to remove these plagues from us. He recognized who had the power. And he recognized who was in connection with the person that had the power. And he believed. And then he let the Bani Israel go, and something, probably having to do with kibr, arrogance, changed his mind. Right? Oh, what did I do? I was weak. With these little slaves going, I can hear them laughing at me in all the capitals of the world. Let me go fix this. And he goes after them. And we know the rest of the story of the guy Paul Harvey. We know the rest of the story. The water came down on him and he believed one more time. But it was too late. Too late. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have to make tawbah before the penalty comes upon you. And that this is for the righteous people. It's forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His Nabi, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in closing, He gave us a beautiful dua that is called the Master of Supplication for Forgiveness. I'm sure most of you know it already. For those of you who don't know it, or some who have forgotten the power of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, Allahumma anta Rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wahdika ma istata'tu, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika ilayya, wa abu'u bi dhanbi takfiri. فَإِنَّهُ لَيَكْفُرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَىٰ أَنْتِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Surely Allah speaks the truth and teaches the truth. In translation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make this dua to say, O Allah, You are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped but You. You created me, and I am your slave. And I am faithful to my covenant with you and my promise as much as I can. I seek refuge with you from all the evil I have done. I acknowledge before you all the blessings you have bestowed upon me, and I confess to you all of my sins. So I beg you to forgive me my sins, for no one can forgive sins except you. This beautiful dua that is called the master of the dua for forgiveness is there for us. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever makes this dua in the morning and they die before the night, they go to Jannah. And whoever makes this dua at night and they die before the morning, they go to Jannah. Discount ticket to Jannah. Short, sweet, two times a day. Guaranteed by the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can't get any easier than that. Insha'Allah, may Allah help us to keep these things in remembrance. For those of you who know the dua, use it. For those of you who don't know the dua, learn it. May Allah make us all successful in this. اللهم اكفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم